Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the teacher of the church. Just thank you, Lord, that what you want said will be said tonight. Help us, Lord, to have hearing ears and eyes wide open to receive from you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Guess what we're teaching on? No nonsense look at the book of Revelation. This is going to be current events in the light of God's word, part 6. All right. New world order is world government. We've established that. The United Nations is being used to rule the world, the United Nations. God, through Donald John Trump and his team, has pulled the USA off of Satan's timeline onto God's timeline. We know that the Antichrist system, through the United Nations and its unholy agenda to have world dominance. So if the Lord had not placed his man at his time, we would already be in it. And we might not even be here, I don't know. Since World War II, communism, the demonic method Satan has conspired men to use to obtain that world dominance, has been a threat to the world. Through our weeks of study in Daniel and the book of Revelation, we have recognized through current events and past history the Antichrist beast system at work. After World War II, NATO was raised up to combat communism. All right, this is what NATO is. NATO's essential and enduring purpose is to safeguard the freedom and security of all its members by political and military means. Collective defense is at the heart of the alliance and creates a spirit of solidarity and cohesion among its members. There's 30 nations under NATO. I'll read them to you. Albania, Belgium, Canada, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg,
Montenegro.
Yeah. Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Spain, Turkey, United Nations, and United States. We recently, during the 2020 election, saw some of their allies implicated in interfering with our election. The two I know for sure were Germany, Italy, and Spain. I know there's more. These are NATO allies. They're supposed to have our back politically and militarily, okay? This is just showing you how widespread the corruption is. I know the president wanted to abolish NATO, mainly because of the U.S. was always footing the bill and the other leaders were not paying their part or their share. They were supposed to have our backs politically and militarily. I imagine it is because the first 6 months in office that the president took that trip to several of these nations with damning evidence he had on them, and I'm sure this is their way of getting back or getting even. Well, they're going to regret that, because I think some of these nations is probably, there's 209 nations in Nasera and Jasera, and under this kind of behavior they may not be allowed in unless there's some changes, especially an overthrow of their governments, because that's one of the things under Nasera, there cannot be any aggression, and there certainly is not going to be any fraud. So anyway, I want to look at Revelation 13:3 a moment. It says here, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Well, you know, that's the Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall was an attempt to keep communism away from Western influence. We know that it didn't stop it, it just went covert. So I'm going to read a couple of articles here about how that happened, how communism spread the way it is. Here's our lovely little Klaus today. He's the one that is pushing the mark. Communist. Here's the United Nations, and you see every country, y'all seen this before, every country but the U.S. is in it. They can't do it unless the U.S. is in it. So extreme measures have happened. Now remember, this is revelation in light of current events, or we can see it in the Bible, because most people, they can't see nothing. Nothing about, well, you know, the rapture hadn't happened yet. Well, you know, this hadn't happened yet. And well, it's happening all around us. It's right in our faces. And this complacency has not helped it. Had the church been awake all this time, we wouldn't be in this situation. We'd have been praying against communism instead of sleeping. Like I said to Danny, sitting in front of the idiot box. Mm-hmm. Not meaning to be a bummer downer, but it is the truth. And we have to change. Yeah. All right. All right, this is the way. The first one is Project Paperclip. Why the U.S. government brought Nazi scientists to America after World War II. As the war came to a close, the U.S. government was itching to get a hold of the German wartime technology. See, they had technology beyond what anybody else had. And I can tell you it was extraterrestrial, or what they call extraterrestrial technology, or demonology, interdimensionals. They had extra knowledge from these fallen beings, anti-gravity craft. That's why Admiral Byrd was over there, and he had encounters with these beings. Werner von Braun, one of the architects of the Apollo program, was a Nazi scientist brought to the U.S. in secret in 1945. They formed NASA. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki may have put an end to World War II. I heard someone say this, and I'd never looked at it that way, that they didn't need to drop the bombs. The reason they did was they were sending a signal, you don't mess with us. Maybe they needed to drop another few bombs, I don't know. But they weren't the only destructive weaponry developed during the war, from nerve and disease agents to the feared and coveted V-1 and V-2 rockets. Nazi scientists worked on an impressive arsenal. As the war came to a close in 1945, both American and Russian officials began scheming to get that technology for themselves. And this is what the Cold War was all about. From what 107 has said as far as going back in history, he says World War III happened in 1986, I think it was, when they just, you know, that Russian nuclear submarine that they captured. So they had a plot against the United States at that time. So it came to pass that 71 years ago today, this was in 2016, 88 Nazi scientists arrived in the United States and were promptly put to work for Uncle Sam. In the days and weeks after Germany's surrender, American troops combed the European countryside in search of hidden caches of weaponry to collect. They came across facets of the Nazi war machine that the top brass were shocked to see. All right, one example was they had no idea that Hitler had created this whole arsenal of nerve agents. Jacobson says they had no idea that Hitler was working on a bubonic plague weapon. That is really where Paperclip began, which was suddenly the Pentagon realizing, wait a minute, we need these weapons for ourselves. But just studying the weapons wasn't enough, and the U.S. military wasn't the only country eyeing Nazi scientists. Their one-time allies in the Soviet Union were doing the same thing. If the Soviets were going to press for our former enemies into service, American military officials didn't want to be left behind. So the U.S. government hatched a plan to bring 88 Nazi scientists captured during the fall of the Nazi Germany back to America and get them back on the job. Only this time, according to History.com, they were working for the U.S. under a project known as Operation Paperclip. While the military did what they could to whitewash the past of their prisoners of peace, as some of the scientists called themselves, many had serious skeletons in their closets. For example, Wernher von Braun was not just one of the brains behind the V2 rocket program, but had intimate knowledge of what was going on in the concentration camps. Von Braun himself handpicked people from horrific places, including Buchenwald concentration camp, to work to the bone building his rockets, Jacobson tells the NPR. Operation Paperclip was top secret at the time. After all, the devices these men helped design killed many people throughout Egypt, not to mention the deaths their government was responsible for on the battlefield and in the concentration camps. Even agents with the Justice Department Office of Special Investigations, which the U.S. government tasked with hunting down top Nazi officers who went on the lam after the war, were unaware for decades of the extent to which government officials were collaborating with their quarry. So here they're colluding behind the scenes with the very thing that many women, men were killed to get rid of, to stamp out. While many of the men who were brought to the U.S. under the program were undoubtedly instrumental in scientific advancements like the Apollo program, they were also supportive and responsible for some of the horrors experienced by victims of the Holocaust. Operation Paperclip has certainly left a questionable legacy. All right, Danny Lewis is a multimedia journalist working in print, radio, and in illustration. He focuses on stories with a health science bent, has reported some of his favorite pieces from the prow of a canoe. Danny is based, okay, that's just telling about the author of this article. Okay, here's another project. This one is Project Mockingbird, which I actually think it was probably worse than Paperclip. This is under the CIA, Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's history of media manipulation. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA program that enlisted more than 400 American journalists as well as journalists around the world to manipulate public opinion by spreading propaganda, or what we call it today, fake news. Which I heard that several years ago when I started doing some dives about stuff, that everybody you see on all the six paid for cabal news agencies are all CIA operatives, every one of them. They're none of them are true journalists. In an era of fake news and revelations of Facebook sharing user information to outside sources in an apparent attempt to influence voters for elections, the veracity of what we see in the media is more crucial than ever. But is this a new phenomena? The CIA's love affair with manipulating news. As far back as the end of World War II, the CIA has played a major role in news media here in the U.S. as well as in foreign nations, exerting considerable influence over what the public sees, hears, and reads on a regular basis. Operation Mockingbird was an alleged large-scale program within the CIA to manipulate news media for propaganda purposes. The program is thought to have been born out of the CIA's forefather, the Office of the Strategic Services, or the OSS, which existed from 1942 to 1947. Doesn't sound like we won the war, does it? It doesn't sound like, so what? You know, Hitler's not didn't die. He went off to Argentina or wherever the heck he went. It was just all a big scam. We're used to that, aren't we? We're putting up with that right now. During World War II, Operation Mockingbird had established a network of journalists and psychological warfare experts operating primarily in the European theater. I was reading something this week about how they began to manipulate through television and movies is they put it at a megahertz that's too high for humans. we're supposed to listen to things, I forget, it was 432 megahertz, and they'd up it. And that's how they feed commercials to you, get you to buy things, and manipulate and control you is through the megahertz. And that's what Hitler, that's what they did to manipulate their people. His propaganda minister, forget his name. Other possible origins include the early years of the Cold War, which began in 1947 when efforts were made by the governments of the Soviet Union and the United States to use media companies to influence public opinion internationally. Operation Mockingbird is thought to have officially begun as its own entity in the early 1950s, finding student groups, culture clubs, and magazines as front organizations. Is it any wonder that they've got their tentacles and everything? Operation Mockingbird exposed. Mockingbird strategies and many ties have since become public knowledge through several high-profile investigations and exposés. One of the first discoveries of the covert motives of Operation Mockingbird occurred in 1967 when an article in political and literary magazine Ramparts reported that the National Student Association received funding from the CIA. Throughout the next decade, several investigations would probe the CIA lies, ties with the news media. Among the most prominent reports was writer Carl Bernstein's lengthy 2,500-word cover story detailing Operation Mockingbird, published in Rolling Stone on October 20th, 1977. Wasn't he the one that had something to do with Watergate? Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, there it is. While just a young reporter for the Washington Post in 1972, Carl Bernstein had also done much of the original news reporting on the Watergate scandal. After leaving the Washington Post in 1977, Bernstein spent 6 months looking into the relationship between the CIA and the press during the Cold War years. He concluded that in the past 25 years, more than 400 American journalists secretly carried out Mockingbird assignments for the CIA, according to the documents on file at the CIA headquarters. Well, I'm not going to read the rest of it. But we see how it was spread from that country to this country and their tactics. All right, let me see here. Let me pick up where I was. The propaganda machine was in place in the U.S. and men began to wonder after the beast. Wonder here means to admire. If Back to the Future info is accurate, television was available to be purchased about 1955. All right, I'm going to read the whole chapter here of 13. As I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea represents multitudes of people, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns. Upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. We know that's the beast. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. There's Germany. And his mouth is the mouth of a lion, the UK. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And wait a minute, I left out one, didn't I? Russia was the bear. You see all these players, what I just read, right here in this beast. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Why did they admire the beast? And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast, who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. There's television, folks. There's the media. There's the movie screen. Any kind, any form of communication that you can imagine. Who have we come to admire in this country? People that we thought were icons to look to. Hollywood stars. Sports stars. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And I don't know what the numbers there mean. I don't know if it's literal. I don't know if it's symbolic. That's the part I haven't figured out. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. What do they say now in every movie? every publication, all social media platforms. If you have any, just today, Shambo comes out with anybody that uses the word China virus will be banned. Yeah. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. This is Admiralty Maritime Law here. We have been slaves. We have been enslaved for all of these years. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. People worship sports stars. People worship Hollywood actors. They were the ones that we thought were the best people in the whole world. We revered them. Every movie they made, we go see. Every TV program they paid on, we were there every week or whenever it come on. They shall worship him, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, for the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That tells me that we should have known better. The church should have known better. We should have known. We should have been aware. I think we were. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Wow, what a statement. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and faith of the saints. They're out to kill us. This was the plan all along. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spake as a dragon. Woo! Here come the church. Here come the church. The false church. People that betray themselves as holy and good, but they are not. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, charismatic. On TV, TV preacher. And I'm a TV preacher. Before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. This influence caused the church to get off of the word and onto the doctrines of men. Do you see that? And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven and on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, and saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. I was thinking about, I just went blank, Keith Moore today. One of the first series I ever heard of him, he was talking about rebellion and how rebellion is, that's the sin of witchcraft. And he said, you know, people in their house, they think, you know, they watch a little something that's not right. Well, that's okay. We just do a little witchcraft here. We don't do a whole bunch. See, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. It doesn't make any difference if you do a little bit or you do a whole bunch. Now, we're talking about this influence of this beast. After this Berlin Wall and this infiltration from different sources that came into our nation and began to totally infiltrate everything, our whole society, our whole culture. Look at the 60s. You talk about ungodly, the hippies. Pretty bad. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, the idiot box, the screen, the radio, the music, all blaring at these megahertz and different things to influence you and to dull you. Mm-hmm. And people say, I don't see any of this in the book of Revelation. Yeah, it's because you've been dumbed down. You've been so dumbed down that you do not have your spiritual perception. It's been dulled. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many would worship the image of the beast should be killed. tell a vision or tell a vision. They're telling you through these sources and what they've done, this is what we want you to do. Do this, do this, do this. Just crank up the megahertz until they are just zombies. Remember the Batman movie, the one where the Joker had that thing where he sucked all the life out of people's brains and just sat on the couch like zombies? That's the truth. That was the truth. They're playing a joke on us, or they think. Thank God we're waking up. And he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. Not sure about that. But I was thinking about our little one-year-old grandson, that since he was teeny-weeny, he wakes up to the TV and goes to bed with it, from what I can see. And that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Brainwashing was in full force. After the Berlin Wall fell, we began to hear the term New World Order. The wall fell on 11-3-89. Okay, now I've got a couple of other articles, ones I have not read to you before, so you won't have to be bored out of your gourd. Malta Summit. This is right after the Berlin Wall fell, when HW was in the White House, I guess. The Malta Summit comprised a meeting between U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev, taking place on December 2 and 3 of 1989, just a few weeks after the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was their second meeting, following a meeting that included Ronald Reagan in New York in December 1988. During the summit, Bush and Gorbachev would declare an end to the Cold War, although whether it was truly such is a matter of debate. News reports of the time referred to the Malta Summit as the most important since 1945, when British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin, and U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt agreed on a post-war plan for Europe at the Yalta Conference. Brent Scowcroft and other members of the U.S. administration were initially concerned that the proposed Malta summit would be premature and that it would generate high expectations but result in little more than Soviet grandstanding. However, French President Francois Mitterrand, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, other European leaders, and key members of the U.S. Congress prevailed upon President Trump to meet the chairman Gorbachev. No agreements were signed at the Malta summit. Its main purpose was to provide the two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union, with an opportunity to discuss the rapid changes taking place in Europe with the lifting of the Iron Curtain, which had separated the Eastern Bloc from Western Europe for four decades. The summit is viewed by some observers as the official end of the Cold War. At a minimum, it marked the lessening of tensions that were the hallmark of that era and signaled a major turning point in East-West relations. During the summit, President Bush expressed his support for Gorbachev's Perestroika initiative and other reforms in the communist bloc. At the summit, as a token, U.S. President George Bush presented all participants of the Conference of Peace of the Berlin Wall. It was gathered on a presidential mission in which two pilots and four soldiers with sledgehammers were sent to Berlin, where 400 pounds of this wall were collected. 200 pounds were given to the president and 200 pounds were given to the members of the 207th Aviation Company. Speaking at a joint news conference, a Soviet leader announced, "The world is leaving one epoch and entering another." How true his words were. "We're at the beginning of a long road to a lasting peaceful era. The threat of force, mistrust, psychological and ideological struggle shall all be things of the past. I assured the President of the United States that I will never start a hot war against the USA." In reply, President Trump said, We can realize a lasting peace and transform the East-West relationship to one of enduring cooperation. That is the future that Chairman Gorbachev and I began right here in Malta. Okay, that's the end of that article. Well, I'm not going to go into that. My point being, this just started it even more. It was not anything that had to do with anything that was good for the USA. Right after that, I remember George W. Bush and the speech he made about the 1,000 points of light, which is very satanic, and what his aim was for the New World Order. You know, and I always thought I liked him. I don't know why in the world I would even think that I could like someone that was as demonic and as tainted as he was. You know, he was one that did talk like he was good, but he was rotten, rotten to the core. All right, this is an article about, this is Dick Cheney. It's just about Dick Cheney. It's called Global Dominance, Vice President Dick Cheney's Vision of a New World Order. Now, he's been in the picture for a long time. Wasn't he Bush's vice president? Yeah. In the October issue of Harper's, investigative journalist David Armstrong outlines Dick Cheney's plan for global U.S. domination. Examining documents dating back a decade when Cheney served as Secretary of the Defense, Armstrong charts Cheney's vision for the U.S. to single-handedly rule the world. He writes, the plan is for the United States to rule the world. The overt theme is unilateralism, but it is ultimately a story of domination. It calls for the U.S. United States to maintain its overwhelming military superiority and prevent new rivals from rising up to challenge it on the world stage. It calls for dominion over friends and enemies alike. It says not that the United States must be more powerful, but that it must be absolutely powerful. Sounds like Hitler, doesn't it? The plan is disturbing in many ways and ultimately unworkable. By the way, he is one of them in the indictment on 9/11. And also H.W., who's already been, executed. The plan is disturbing in many ways and ultimately unworkable, yet it is being sold now as an answer to the new realities of the post-September 11 world event, as it was sold previously as the answer to the new realities of the post-Cold War world. So we've got these new world order people in our own government, and they're in league with everybody else. Okay. It has been building for a long time, now has come to its climax. So with that, I want to look at Revelation chapter 6. We're going to look at the four horsemen of the apocalypse. In fact, this may give us some more insight into how to pray. All right, Revelation 6, verse 1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. See, the seals reveal. Our eyes have been closed. Our eyes have been sitting in front of the idiot box, and we've lost all reason. All we do is get up, go to work, do our routine. We don't think about anything else. We don't really bother with anything else. But now we're awakened. So the seals have revealed. The curtain's been pulled back of what the wizard's been doing. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And behold, lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when it opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, with death, with the beast of the earth. Okay? Let me see if I want to go on or... Okay. All right, we looked at white horse, red horse, black horse, pale horse. Now with that, go to Zechariah 6. Verse 1 says, and I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, second chariot black horses, in the third chariot white horses, in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go into the north country. The white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. So these horses represent demonic entities that influence the men of this world. Different regions, it looks like. They become belief systems, and then they become the strongholds in the minds of men. And that's what we're dealing with today. That's why I always say, We have the most important job that there is, taking out principalities and powers and strongholds over our nation and other nations, because with those gone, then our armies can prevail. Our leaders can prevail. But as long as there are demonic entities that are controlling, influencing, see, they have to be taken out. The white horse is Catholicism. Revelation 11 talks about the one that appears holy. He's pure as a lamb, looks like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. That's the whore. That's the false religious system. The red horse is communism. There's no peace but killing. During the time of the Berlin Wall, East Germany also issued birth control. They had their people imprisoned behind that wall. They could even see their family across the wall, but they couldn't hug them, they couldn't see them. What does that sound like to you? COVID. Their genocide has been going on for a long time. We see the present day agenda of depopulation even back then. The black horse, which is capitalism, 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. Law of trade and commerce, that's Admiralty Maritime Law right there. It's all about the shipping, trade and commerce. Men and live and die by the stock market. People, what, 1920s or whenever, when the stock hit, people jumped out of buildings, killed themselves. People live by a stock market, 401ks and investments. This is the normal person. No more of that, nor sorrow stops all that. See, the Jubilee, the reset will stop all of that. We'll be to the place that we don't have a care. We don't have a debt. And our minds can be on helping others. No more spirits influencing this. When Satan goes in the pit. All right. For all that will have plenty, and so we can put the kingdom first. This is how God wants it. This is the kingdoms of our God, where the kingdom's first. That's why with him it's the step release program. That's why it's not get all you can and sit on the can. Make your investments. See to yourself. That's what retirement is. It's more like us four no more. Well, I can't do that. I'm on a fixed income. I can't give to that. That old attitude, like I said, the AARP attitude, you can keep your old stupid senior discounts. You see what it does, though? This is even worse. A minister with a clergy card, and he gets 10% off, sitting there arguing with somebody to get his 10% off. Poor old God, he can't afford to pay me this month. You know, I'm just going, what's wrong with this system? What's wrong with this? Whole lot. The pale horse in the Strong's memes, or pale means greenish. What massive religious movement with intolerance, including 1.3 to 1.8 billion people, what group is that? Think about it. Huh? All right. What massive religious movement are totally intolerant, and they make up a third of the Earth's population? Islam. That's Islamism. That's what the pale horse is. Totally intolerant. That's what Sharia law is, and that's what they tried to push in this country. Of course, we speak against that, that we'll never have Sharia law here. We'll never have the isms here. Communism, feminism, socialism, Islamism, none of that. Not here. Sharia law, death and hell follow. Suicide bombers, they are a death culture. What they do is their form of execution, let's cut your head off. See, it says here, death and hell follow wherever they go. ISIS. Our own government formed ISIS. That's why the man, we don't say his name, was executed. We have the Obama era to thank for that. He started ISIS. Now you can see the destruction of these four strongholds have been over the earth. Thank you, Jesus, that he is bringing it down. So be aware, these are some bad spirits. These are some bad dudes. Let me read that in Zechariah again. It says right here, these four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth, the black horses which are therein go forth to the north, which we know we have capitalism. Black horses. Black, that's that influence. The white go after them. That's the religious system. So you see that capitalistic, taking care of yourself, but we love the Lord, bless God. You know, that influence, that false religious system. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. So Islam, they are so intolerant. Whatever culture they get into, they are there to take you out. They're not going to integrate into your society and become one of you. They're going to override you and force their laws on you. That's Sharia law. Total intolerance. Anyway, when you're praying about it, speak to those spirits. Because that is what is influencing men today. You can see it. Absolutely plain. Well, I don't see none of that in the book of Revelation. I don't see none of that. You'd have to be blind not to see it. We see it because we've had our eyes opened. And see, that's why I guess the Lord wants me to teach this on Wednesday night. We need to get to where we know this backwards and forwards. We don't have to know every detail and every little jot and tittle, but an overall look at the book and where it applies in the day that we live in. If we're looking for it way out there, we're in trouble. I mean, the Lord woke us up in time, I believe. But, you know, for a lot of years. I mean, I read that book and read that book and read that book, and I just never understood anything until one day the Lord began to show me about there not being a rapture. I mean, that's sacred cow. We need to be having some barbecues. False doctrine. Come out of our slumber. All right. That's going to do it, I guess.